Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and God bless you all. Welcome to the Gospel Truth Broadcast with Evangelist Miguel Edmond. And we are so very excited that you chose to spend this portion of your Sunday with us. And we're looking forward to having a great time in the Lord. So if you haven't done it already, go ahead and grab your Bible, pen and paper, tell a friend, tell a neighbor, tell somebody that the Gospel Truth Broadcast is about to start. So prepare your hearts and your minds to hear from the Lord as we are led in prayer by Evangelist Sheila Hameen. God bless you, Evangelist Hameen.
Our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come before you as humble as we know how, asking you for mercy, O God, and for forgiveness. O Lord, we call on you right now. Please, Lord, search our hearts. Whatever is not right or pleasing to you, Lord, be merciful and forgive us, Lord God. Take it all out of our hearts. In the name of Jesus, we call on you right now, Lord, to visit us during this broadcast, Lord. Let your word come forth, O God, and let it reach all the listeners, Lord. Let a blessing come upon them, whatsoever the need is, Lord God. Let your word minister to us. In the name of Jesus, we pray, God, that you will look on those on the prayer list, one by one and name by name. Bless them tonight, Lord, with the blessings that they stand in need of. Oh, Lord God, move in miraculous ways and work wonders, oh God. Work miracles, Lord Jesus. Somebody's hurting tonight. Lord, they need that pain to be taken away, my God. Nobody can do it but you, Lord. Take away the pain right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, we pray for those who don't know you, Lord, asking you to please make yourself known unto them. Have mercy on their souls, O God, and forgive their sins, Lord Jesus. Take away their sins, Lord. Wash them in your blood and clean them up on the inside and on the outside. Sanctify and purify them, Lord God. Make them all over right now, Lord God. Vessels that are pleasing unto you in the name of Jesus. Lord, fill souls with the Holy Ghost, souls that are lost and trying to find their way. Save them, Lord Jesus. Deliver their souls right now. Oh, God, we're looking unto you right now. We're depending on you, Lord Jesus. We need your help tonight, Lord.
We need you, Jesus.
Send on help, Lord Jesus. Send on strength, my God, in the name of Jesus. Send your ministering angels, oh, God. Send them down right now that they may minister unto your people in the name of Jesus. Have mercy, oh, Lord God.
Mercy.
We ask, Lord, that you will bless this broadcast even more. Lord, bless in a special way, oh, God. Let it grow. Let it prosper. Let it reach many more souls near and far, oh, God. Oh, Lord, expand this ministry in the name of Jesus. Give strength to your woman servant, oh, God, as she strives to do your will, Lord, and she strives to do the work that you assigned unto her. Bless her ministry, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. We know you're able, Lord, and there's nothing too hard for you, my God. We ask that you'll continue build up the ministry, Lord Jesus. Bless in a mighty way, my God. Look on your people everywhere, one by one and name by name. Lord, move by your power. Strengthen your people, O God. Bring us together, Lord Jesus. Help us, Lord, to pray even the more. Help us, Lord, to work together and to love one another. Help us, O God, to draw nigh unto you, Lord Jesus. Help us, my God, to walk in the light and to do what is right, Lord, in your sight. Oh, God, we're depending on you tonight. We're looking unto you. We're praying right now, God, that you will visit the hospital, that you will go into the room and lay your hand on those who are sick. Touch their bodies, Lord. Restore their health, oh, God. Raise them up off the sick bed in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, work a wonder in their lives and restore their health unto them, my God. If they've committed any sins, Lord Jesus, let their sins be forgiven. Take away their sins In the name of Jesus.
In the name
remember
of Jesus.
The backslider, my God. Help the
remember.
Backslider to return unto you, Lord. Give them a little more time to make it back, my God. Help them tonight. In the name of Jesus,
name
have
of
mercy,
Jesus.
Oh Lord. Please have mercy. Oh God, go into the prisons, Lord Jesus. Go into the jail houses, any detention center all around
Lord
the world.
Jesus.
Oh my God, make your holy visitation.
Make your holy
go
visitation.
Into the cells, Lord Jesus, and let them know that you are the true and living God. Save, Lord Jesus, those who are on death row. Lord God, give them a chance to repent and to make amends, oh God. Give them a chance to turn from their ways. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, you are able tonight. Have mercy, Lord. Please have mercy and bless, Lord Jesus. We believe you tonight, my God, and we are taking you at your word. Oh God, we believe that we have the petitions we've asked in this prayer,
we believe,
and we
Lord.
Give you thanks tonight, Lord.
Thank you,
we thank you for your mercy
thank
and
you,
your
Lord.
Grace.
Thank you for your
we
mercy.
Thank you, oh God, for lending your ear
you,
to hear our cry, Lord. We thank you for coming
thank
to our
you,
aid, Lord. Coming to see about us, Lord. We
yes,
thank
Lord
you
Jesus.
For
thank
strengthening
you,
us, oh God. We thank you for
thank
encouraging
you,
our hearts. We
yes,
thank
Lord.
You, Lord, for helping us, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank
yes,
you, Lord,
thank
for
you.
Everything you've done, my
thank
God.
You,
we praise thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
hallelujah.
You, Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
we thank you.
You.
Glory
thank
to your name, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Thank you. Jesus.
Thank you. We thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for everything you've done,
thank
Lord.
You for
we
everything.
Thank you,
Lord,
for
thank
your
you.
Touch, Lord, for the moving of your spirit, for the outpouring of your spirit. We thank you tonight. Oh,
thank
Lord,
you.
We ask that you will visit those who are dealing with bereavement. Give them comfort and consolation, Lord. Be merciful unto them, oh God, in this difficult time. Have your way. Let your holy will be done. All of these blessings we ask in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. We thank the Lord for that prayer coming to events. I mean, I tell you, prayer changes things, and God knows we need
yes.
more prayer. So we thank the Lord for that beautiful prayer coming to events. I mean, at this time, we're going to have our announcements from coming through Evangelist Khadija Hameen. And after the announcement, we're going to go directly into the Word of God.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you again so much for tuning into the Gospel Truth Broadcast with Evangelist Nabil Edmond. You can tune in every Sunday and Tuesday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. The dial-in number is 1-605-313-5995. That access code is 565-2166. You can also listen online at blogtalkradio.com/graceradio5. We also want to acknowledge Pastor Sheila Hameen, who hosts the Prayer Works Ministry with co-host Evangelist Nabil Edmond on Friday evenings at 7 o'clock p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 3:30 p.m. You may listen in by dialing 563-999-3634. The Gospel Truth Prayer Mission hosts Sunday afternoon service at 12 o'clock p.m. at 18 East Center Street in Woodbury, New Jersey. That's 08096. And we want to continue to pray for the souls on our prayer list. We're praying for Danny Thompson, for Darnell Williams, the bereaved Harrell family, Pastor Richard Jackson Jr.'s brother, Evangelist Ruth Thompson, and all those who are currently requesting prayer. And those are all of the announcements that I have at this time. We're going to turn the broadcast back over into the hands of Evangelist Nabil Edmond. God bless you, Minister.
Praise the Lord. We're getting ready to listen to the Word of God. At this time, the next voice you will hear will be that of Evangelist Cynthia Edmond, a pre-recorded message.
Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly. tries everything he can.
Shut it all day and all day.
I'm coming in the name of the Lord. When I see it coming, I will be Yes. Yeah. order. It needs to get in order. Amen. Amen. The word needs to be preached. Souls need to be saved.
Yes.
Amen. But you get supposed to be operating in the church.
Yes.
I don't want to go in no church where the gift of God is not operating.
Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. It's not a bunch of jumping and yelling and screaming.
Yes.
But no spirit of God.
Yes.
No anointing of God.
Yes.
Nothing going on.
Right.
They didn't know proper lying.
Yes.
Tell them how God did it.
Yes.
And God didn't even say it.
Yes.
He rises up early.
Yes.
And God sent me.
Yes.
And God did. He didn't send them.
Yes.
He called them liar prophets.
Yes.
Amen.
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 But they're being set up.
Yes.
Amen. They're being put up, put in place. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. And they over God's people. And they cutting up over God's people.
Yes.
And people don't even believe them. But they still up there anyway.
Yes.
Still up there hollering out. Still up there talking and jumping.
Yes.
And the sound of stuff they talking. God is talking to them.
Amen.
I'm gonna throw it on the people.
Amen.
Preaching to them.
Yes.
Handle when you start revealing that devil, they don't want you there.
Amen.
Thank you.
You know, you can say everything about
praise the Lord. I tell you the work God has gone for. And I tell you that preacher was stirred up. The anointing was upon her. And she preached under the anointing. And she covered a lot of ground. I tell you, she preached enough to save the whole wide world, the people outside of the church, and everybody in all of the churches. I tell you, this message need to go out. Somebody else need to hear this word. I tell you, she was stirred up, and I enjoyed the word of God. She covered a lot of ground, and I just thank God for it. And at this time, we are going to open the doors to salvation. There may be somebody on the line that wants to make a change. You tired of living the way you've been living. You want things right. Get things in order. Because one day, you're going to have to leave here. You're going to die one day. And so will all of us. All of us will have to die one day. But now God is giving you a chance to give your life to him, to make a change, to stop going the way that you've been going. So we want to get ready, prepare our hearts for a word of prayer. And we're going to ask that you put your minds on the Lord. Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the word of God. We thank you for the messenger. We thank you for your precious word.
Thank you, Jesus.
We pray that you have your way the more. Continue to anoint the speaker. Help her to go and do your will. Help her, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus, I pray, Lord, that you bless her and make ways for her. Open up doors for her, oh Lord, that she may preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. And we pray that you look on every listener. We pray that you touch them right now. Give them a mind to want to serve you and change the way they're living. Turn from their way and seek your face and call upon the name of the Lord. Help them, O Lord, to give themselves unto you. We know you're able. We know you're able to take, change their mind, their heart, and give them a mind to do that which is right and pleasing in thy sight. Have mercy today, O Lord. Look on them with compassion, O Lord. Touch right now, O Lord. Help somebody to make a brand new start. Help them, O Lord, to come to you while the blood is running warm in their bodies. Help them to seek your face and call upon your name. You said, call unto me, and I will answer, and I will show you great and mighty things. Help somebody today, oh Lord, and look on those that are weak and need strength, oh Lord. I pray that you touch them right now, Lord. Give them strength, oh Lord. Help them, oh Lord, to overcome their situation. Help them to look to you and trust in you and take you at your word. And we pray that you look on those that are not saved. Save, oh Lord. Have mercy on them, oh Lord. Help them to repent of their sins and give their life to you. Help them to seek your face. Help them to call on you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we know you're able. You're able to save. You're able to deliver, Lord. Help them to believe on you and take you at your word. Send on strength, oh Lord. Send on healing, oh Lord. Those that are sick and afflicted in their bodies. Oh my God, those who are paralyzed, have heart trouble, diabetes, oh Lord. Have mercy right now, oh Lord. Look on
mercy,
them,
Lord.
Touch and heal their bodies. Deliver them, oh Lord. Give them the activity of their limbs. Help them, oh Lord, to serve you, to give their life to you. In the name of Jesus, have mercy, O Lord. Save to the utmost. And those who are bereaved of their loved ones, we pray that you touch them. Give them strength, O Lord. Encourage their souls. Console them, O Lord. In the name of Jesus, lift the burdens of their hearts, O Lord, to overcome, O Lord. In the name of Jesus, we know you're able. We know you got the power, oh Lord, and we pray that you look on your people, everyone, everywhere, those that name the name of Christ. We pray that you touch them right now, Lord. Those that may be weak, those that may need deliverance, we pray that you touch them, strengthen them, encourage them. In the name of Jesus, fix it, oh Lord, in their lives. Help them to go through. Help them to stand. Help them to do your will. In the name of Jesus, somebody that's disencouraged, we pray that you encourage them. Help them, oh Lord, to be about your business, to do your will. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I know you're able. I know you got the power. We're dependent on you today. You are our help. Our very present help in trouble. And we are trusting in you and taking you at your word. And once again, we thank you, oh Lord, for this word of God, for the anointing, for this anointed word that came through the preacher. Oh my God, help us to receive the word of God.
Help
us to be obedient to the will of God. Help us, Jesus. We want to be saved in the end. We want to endure, oh Lord. Take us through, oh Lord. Help us to seek to please you and to do your will, oh Lord. Make way for us. Open up doors. Help us, oh Lord, to go into all the world and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Bless us, oh Lord, and cause your face to shine upon us. Make us and fix us the way you want us to be. And everything that's not like you, we ask that you take it out of our lives. Help us, oh Lord, to be pure in the name of Jesus, without spot or wrinkle or any such blemish. Help us to be ready when you call our name. Help in the name of Jesus. We thank you again for the word of God, the precious, precious word of God. Oh, Heavenly Father, continue to bless us in the name of Jesus. Oh, we thank you for this prayer, oh Lord. We thank you for what you've already done. We thank you for every listener. We thank you for this broadcast, oh Lord. We pray that you continue to bless this ministry. Have your way. And let your will be done. And we thank you again, O Lord. We give your name praise. We give glory and honor unto thee. This prayer we pray in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. At this time, we're going to have remarks coming through our evangelist.
Praise the Lord. I thank God for the word of God coming through Evangelist Cynthia. She preached under the anointing.
Lord,
and
yes.
Like Evangelist Miguel said, she covered a lot of ground. We can cast all our care on Jesus because he cares. And I tell you, I could feel the anointing. It brought tears to my eyes.
Yes.
It was like she was in the room with me.
Yes.
And I can't really explain it other than that. But I tell you, I could feel the anointing, and I know God was speaking.
Yeah,
and it's something to know that God, he cares for us. And, you know, we can come to him with all of our burdens and our worries, our care, our sins, and he'll do something about it. He'll answer us. He'll restore us, refresh us, heal us, whatever it is we need. And she was even encouraging us to do what God gave us to do and not to worry, not to be afraid of the faces of other people.
Amen.
And beautiful message. I tell you, Vanna, Cynthia, keep on preaching the word of God. Enjoyed it.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Praise God. That's a powerful message, and I felt the anointing, and I felt the same way, and don't know if I can explain it that way, but it felt like she was right here in the room with me, and the power of God was just upon her. The anointing was on her so strong, and you could feel it. I mean, I can feel it, and I know that God spoke through her. I can say, I mean, she covered all the ground that God wanted her to cover. From come unto me, God wants us to come to him. He wants us to learn of him. He wants us to love like he loves. He wants us to do his will. We need to shut the devil up and get up and do what God wants us to do. Take that stand for Christ. And I tell you, that word, it's a powerful message, and it needs to be heard over and over and over again, because there needs to be order in the church.
Yes.
Oh, glory to God. I tell you, I thank God for the word of God, and I just want to encourage Evangelist Cynthia to keep preaching the word of God, and I really enjoyed that message on tonight. God bless.
Amen. I tell you, the message started out with come to Jesus, but then it went a little further. Praise God. Yes. The church is out of order, and glory to God. I tell you, that word went out, and it needs to go out to all the churches, because I tell you, things are out of order. God had an order. He had an order about everything that he did. When he created the heavens and the earth, God had an order. He had everything lined up in order. And he had his own system, and he still has it today. And it's in the word of God, because there's an order in the church. There's an order in the world. And I tell you, God's got things set up. He set up some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, preachers, all these things.
Mm-hmm.
So I tell you, we just have to go ahead on and do what thus saith the Lord, and we can't worry about what Satan don't want us to do. We got to go ahead on and do what God has given us to do. Our time is running out. Time is getting closer and closer.
Yes.
So we don't have much time. We don't have time to be fooling around. We got to do what thus saith the Lord. And I thank God for Evangelist Cynthia, and I pray that the Lord will anoint her even the more and make ways for her that she can preach this gospel everywhere that he wants her to go. Praise God. I just thank God for all things. I tell you, every time I hear that message, I tell you, I'm stirred up. I tell you, and I believe today, I thank the Lord today for the message on today, and I believe Vanessa Amin was stirred up today, too.
Yeah.
So I tell you, thank God, because we need to be stirred up. I thank God for the word of God. I don't know if Evangelist Cynthia is on the line. Maybe she might have something to say. And if she's on, she may speak at this time. The Lord anyway, because she already spoke through the word of God. And those that were on the other line, I hope they take this word of God in and for themselves and seek the Lord. Praise God. So we thank the Lord for this broadcast, and we expect to be back again on Tuesday night, Lord willing, at 7 p.m., oldies but goodies in the gospel. You don't want to miss that. We want you to tune in again on Tuesday night at 7 p.m., and the number, I'm going to give you the number again. If you want to just want to listen in, you could dial in at 563-999-3511. Once again, that number is 563-999-3511 to have you on the line. Praise God. And if you happen to be in the Woodbury area, you can come and visit us at 18 East Center Street in Woodbury, New Jersey. We're there on Sunday afternoon at 12 p.m. every Sunday. So if you're in the area, you can meet us there on Sunday at 12 p.m. God bless you. If that's all, praise the Lord. We thank the Lord for everyone that's on the line. Vandis Hameen, Vandis Khadija, Sister Cheryl, we thank the Lord for all of you and your faithfulness. And we ask that you keep me in your prayers. And likewise, I will do the same. So this brings the broadcast to an end. I say God bless you and good night. Amen.